Hey guys, Carl Schickert back here for another training. I believe this is the final training. Just went over the lead list information so you could actually build a route or work smart inside the app. The next one here is actually going to be going over is the create lead. So I just hit the create lead button, and kind of like the edit button, it's going to have the same information. It's just when you edit, the information actually has already been filled in and you're just adding information into it. So the create lead's the same information, you know, the business name, the first name, last name. The ones with the stars are mandatory. You need a first name and a last name. If you don't have a last name or something like that, you could write none. Like if you got a referral with just first name or something, you could just write missing, something like that with comma marks or something. So that way, you know, you could add it later. All the same information though, everything you need here, business number, phone number, cell phone number, date of birth. I always say put in the date of birth just because you might want to remember their date of birth and put a reminder in there to contact them. I think it's a great thing to do. I think that's something that smart marketers, smart coaches, whatever you may do, is just a great idea to remember their date of birth. Effective dates, like all the information, you might have just had a guy that walked into your office and you sold him, and you could just click here and just start filling all this information out. You don't need anything else, right? And you would just want to make sure that you have a lead source that was like walk-ins or something like that if that was the case, okay? Assign lead to. Maybe you're a manager and you had a lead referral for a guy that works in a different part of the state or country or whatever the case may be, and you want to assign that lead to him, and you'd let that person know, hey, I just got a referral. I assigned a lead to you. Remember though, you can't go sideways. You can only go down when it comes to assigning leads to people. And there's reasons for that. If you think about it, like you don't want a guy that's like assigning you crazy leads from the sideways. You only want like your managers to do that. Your managers can actually move leads around. So that is that. You can change your lead status, all that, everything that's important that needs to be, and then you just hit save and the lead will actually save into your database at that point. Very self-explanatory, very easy to do. It's great for adding referrals, especially on the fly that you want to work right away. I know like with referrals, you want to work them right away. And especially if you're smart, you want to collect referrals within an area that you can possibly work. So if you're on the phone, obviously you can work pretty much anywhere. But if you're in the field, like a lot of guys and like what I did for many, many years, is I want to collect referrals. I want to control the referral source and area. So I want to control that. I want to collect referrals from buyers, of course, because buyers know other buyers, birds of a feather flock together. And also I want to control the fact that they're local people, like people in their neighborhood and family members and people that they work with, other like-minded people that they would want to refer to me so that I could work them right away. The other tip I want to give you about referrals while we're on the subject is to remember to tell your people. You could even make a form that you could print out that says what you do, and you tell them, hey, I'd like for you to contact these people today, if at all possible, and let them know that I'm gonna be calling. Now, here's another secret tip that secret ninja salespeople do, is they actually call the referrals from the home that they're referring from. Think about it. Everybody has caller ID. If your friend is calling you, you're probably gonna answer that phone call even though you had no idea it was a sales call. I'm telling you right now, most effective way to work referrals, and it saves you loads of time because you don't have to worry about working that lead later on. You got a hold of that person right away, and you hopefully set an appointment with them, and hopefully that other person gave you a good review. Oftentimes, the way that it always worked for me was that person doesn't sell. They don't know how to sell your product. They don't know your product better than you know your product. So what you would do is you would say, here, call them, tell them whatever you know about it, and then hand the phone over to me, and I'll go ahead and I'll set the appointment. So they'll call them, and they'll actually get that person on the phone. They'll start messing up your product completely. Don't worry about that. You'll say, here, hand me the phone. They'll get the phone and say, hey, this is so-and-so with XYZ Corporation or company. I was out to see them about blah, 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 blah. And they found that this was a huge value for them. And right now we're doing this offer or whatever your promotional thing is, your unique selling proposition, whatever that may be. And they wanted to extend that out to you because you guys are such good friends. Now I'm going to actually be out in your area. They told me you lived in blah, blah, blah. Is that correct? Yes, that's correct. All right. So I'm going to actually be in that area on these 2 days. I could see you at this time or this time. And you always close that way, guys. You don't give people the world. You always close that way. So anyway, a couple extra free tips. I know this was the end of this training, so I wanted to throw a couple in there. This is Carl Schickert. We'll hopefully see you on another training. And hopefully all this stuff made sense to you, how easy it is to use the app and how easy it is to use the CRM. And if you have any questions, support questions, or anything, you can reach out to us at support@nowdriven.com, or you can go to our support website that is completely dedicated to questions and answers, and we'll have Q&As on there. So we'll have a knowledge base that you can click in there with your questions. Hopefully it can help you find your questions quicker than asking one of our support people. Our support, depending on how bad it's backed up, it could be 24 hours or 48 hours is what we're really shooting for. But if you need answers quicker, there will be a knowledge base on that site. Okay, guys, Carl Schuchert, wonderful speaking with you. I wish you tons and tons of sales success, and I know that this is going to save you time and help you make more money. So till next time, this is Carl Schuchert, over and out.